Well, my name's Tony Mile, and I'm a member of the World Transformation Movement. I had some stuff written down, but I just wanted to actually talk about something that happened a couple of days ago, which was sort of testament for me anyway, just how important this is that we get this information out to the world. And anyway, we saw Jeremy's talk, and he said in a really, anyway, probably one of the most moving things I've ever seen is that description of a boy when he's 15 or 16 in his room, and Jeremy sort of did this thing of, the music going and just absolutely asking those questions to yourself at that age that no one can give you any answers for. And it certainly, that was true of, that certainly happened to me when I was 16, to the extent that I can still actually remember being in my room and going through that and sort of yelling out loud, I know I'm good, but I couldn't. I went down roads of looking at Buddhism and Christianity, all sorts of things to try and get some answers, and basically just gave up. Anyway, I've got three children of my own now, and I love them all very much. Anyway, my youngest son, said to me the other night, we're watching telly, and he said, "Dad, I just can't watch telly because you see on the news, you see people are, there's pedophiles and there's rape and murder and everything else." And I just, and he said, like, he said, "This might sound weird, but I sit there thinking to myself, what if I'm like that?" Which is a, which is sort of the same question that, that we all ask ourselves: what are we capable of? Are we good? Basically, he was saying, am I good or am I bad? And gonna say thank Christ, but thank Jeremy for this information, because we actually, I could sit down, I sat down with him, and we talked about it for half an hour, and he went to bed that night, happy. I mean, he got the answers that all of us have asked ourselves at that age when we, and that really do sort of force us into this terrible, force us into the human condition, which is a pretty ordinary place to be most of the time. So I wasn't going to say that, but I just wanted to, it was just a, that for me just summed up why this is so important. If we can stop, we give those kids those answers when they're asking those questions. And there's just, you could give them $1 billion and it's just nothing compared to, what understanding brings to, to their lives. So, anyway, I've been around this stuff for about 10 years, and I suppose up until a few months ago, I really didn't appreciate it for what it was. So I was just going to talk for a minute about what I sort of see. And there's a picture here that just, it basically just sums everything up for me. And you can be around the information for a long time and you fool yourself that you're supporting it, but really there's only one way to support it, and that's free of the old world and free of free of all that stuff that you've dragged around since you were 18 or 16 or whatever, having that conversation with yourself. So you do give up answering questions, and you end up, first of all, you end up in this bubble, if you like. And in that world that's just so, it's just so insular, you don't see anything. All you care about is yourself. And back to that original question of, am I good or am I bad? So you spend your entire life, well, up until now that is, living in this bubble and being owned by all the grievances you've got, like, well, no one gave me any answers or whatever it might be. You can go through, you can basically put everyone's life, if they thought about it for a minute, just does consist of this totally preoccupation with proving that you're good and not bad. And this information is just so beautiful because it doesn't like Jeremy said earlier, everything, every time there's something said on one side, like, I don't know why is there rape, there's the other answer that, I'm not dignifying rape, but there's an answer for it and there's an explanation for it, and that gets us out of this bloody hellhole. So, so you spend all your life, and I certainly did anyway, from that time on, trying to prove myself. It was pretty disconcerting because I can remember I was sort of pretty good at golf, and I can remember, you know, I was asking these questions and I was going around, and all, you know, I'd be wanting to sort of work out what the meaning of life was, and all people cared about was the fact that I could hit a golf ball a few hundred metres. So you just basically give up of ever getting those answers. And now that this has come along, it's a second chance. It's a second chance for that little boy in his room to, you know, to finally get the answers that he was asking for at that age. So anyway, so we carry on to here, and we come across the information, which is sort of a, I think that second bubble, Jeremy, you can correct me if I get any of this wrong, it's your picture, but in my mind, you get the information, so you actually build it, you do work out, and you can get out of that, you can get out of this state, you can start to recognise it and see it for what it is. And it's sort of a little bit frightening in one respect. First of all, you get very excited because you can understand what's going on, but then you start going, hang on a sec, this is getting a little bit, cutting a bit too close to the bone. But it is the honesty of just really seeing what you are, but it's just no way to stay. You can't, once you understand this information, you just can't keep trying to make it, or what you really try and do is pick it up and bring it back in here and try and manufacture it to suit your own, whatever sort of gig you got going. So there's a point here where once you really, and I think it came back to that original thing of really appreciating what it is we're talking about here. I mean, you can just, any page, I'll just randomly, I haven't looked in here, but the acceptance and subsequent honesty fractures the hold on the resigned highway of denial that denial has on your mind. It releases you from being a total victim of your old resigned strategy where you cannot think any other way than from the base of denial. Now, fair dinkum, I haven't looked at that. I just opened the book up and I'm just... I mean, it's just... You can just do that all day long. I mean, there's not one... there's not one word in that book that's not true. There's not one... And there's not one sentence that anyone could have written coming from that. It's just impossible. So... And that's what happens. You get an appreciation for really how big this information is, that it really does in the human condition. It really does solve all the problems. It really will stop kids from dying inside themselves. It will just create, you know, bliss beyond our... We don't know. We've got no idea what it's going to be like. And but in the meantime, what we can do is actually just let that go. And accept the fact that that explains everything. We just don't have to bother about this anymore. And we can step over into letting it go. And the moment of relief that that brings, knowing that it's not religion, it's not sort of a get out of jail free card, it's a legitimate leaving behind of all of this stuff that's finally been sorted out. And I was trying to think of a way to describe the relief that comes with that, and it's just impossible. But the nearest thing I could come up with was like having a raging bushfire just chasing you and running out of water, and you're running and running and running and running, and finally, you know, this goes on for hours and you're covered in dirt and sweat, and you finally come across over a little hill and here's a nice lagoon with green grass, and you just have to jump in, and the fire just pisses off and goes around you, and you just sit there and go, you know, thank Christ that's over. So, I've got really not much more, but as far as I'm concerned, it's just the only thing on the planet worth talking about, and it's certainly the only thing worth being involved in, and that's it.